This is Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.
Hey friends, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today I want to briefly share with you a bit of background about an article I wrote recently for The Last American Vagabond. So, a little bit of background. In March of this year, CNN and a couple other mainstream Western publications published articles stating that there were more than a dozen municipalities in Chiapas, Mexico, which were rejecting the COVID shots and pushing back in different ways. The articles didn't go very much in depth and, as typical, sort of framed it as if the indigenous communities in Chiapas, because these towns are largely indigenous, with the state of Chiapas and the state of Oaxaca having the largest majority of indigenous people in Mexico. They framed the articles, though, as if it was just indigenous people falling prey to conspiracy theories and disinformation, and, you know, the state of Chiapas had said they were just going to respect their right to decide as they want. For those who don't know the background, there's a lot of towns like this, indigenous towns specifically, in Mexico that are pretty much autonomous and can do what they want. The state authorities and the federal authorities do not come in there and mess with them. And there's a lot of different reasons and some politics behind all of it, of course. But that's pretty much how the situation stands. So I recently made a trip to Chiapas for multiple reasons. And one of those reasons was so that I could talk to these folks myself. And the article from CNN and others only mentioned a couple of towns, including the town San Juan Cancuc, which is what you're seeing on screen. This is a beautiful town up about an hour and 45 minutes from Chiapas, up in the highlands and the mountains. And it's a very small town, not a huge population. And we went there to speak to the town council and hopefully the town president or the mayor, who had published a statement back in February stating that their community was not going to accept any COVID shots and made it publicly clear that they weren't taking any vaccines from the government. And this is all covered in my article. I do recommend reading the article from The Last American Vagabond, but just to give you a little more insight into it, it was interesting that the council didn't want to speak on camera, video, or audio without their president. Instead, they did speak to us, thankfully, through a friend who's been in Chiapas for quite some time. We had a connection to a man who lived in a town nearby. You know, he was able to translate for us from Spanish to the local language, Tzotzil. And this whole area has several different indigenous dialects. And so really without this local man to translate from Spanish to the San Juan Cancuc people's language, they probably wouldn't have even spoke to us off the record as they did. So they gave us their information, their background about what they thought about the whole situation. The fact of the matter is, friends, they said that they believe that the vaccines were a form of population control. This was their own words. And they said that they also believed efforts to bring in family planning, efforts in their community were a part of population control. So they were very much against that. They were open to hearing from our friends talking about our concerns about COVID and vaccine passports and the bigger picture of where this is all headed. So that was really interesting to find. And I briefly mentioned in the article that I visited another town called Betania. I don't have video of Betania, but it's another town not far from San Cristobal. And I spoke with another older couple there, indigenous couple, and they also told a similar story of their people rejecting the vaccines. You know, not just rejecting the vaccines. These towns are not social distancing. They're not wearing masks. And they very much have pushed the medical authorities out of their towns. And not only that, as I note in the article, that just like the U.S. and other places are being offered lotteries and Six Flags and tickets and theme parks and donuts and burgers and fries, the Mexican authorities in different parts of the country are trying to bribe the indigenous people by paying them, in some cases, up to a couple hundred dollars to get the vaccine, to get the shot. And these are recurring payments, payments as well per child. And one of the women we spoke to said that, you know, that she had been called by the doctor at one point, and they basically said that if she didn't get the shot, and this is a previous shot, then she wouldn't be able to continue her health care. So it was just really mind-blowing, guys. I mean, it's important for me to be out there. The reason this is important to me is because the CNNs of the world aren't going to give these people their own voice. And that's what I want to do with the Conscious Resistance Network, with The Last American Vagabond, is to go out there, do on-the-ground, actual, real journalism. And one final note I just want to make. It was also interesting, this is something I'll explore probably in a later report, that Coca-Cola and Pepsi are so ingrained in some indigenous communities. I've considered it to be another form of corporate colonization, where much like in the reservations and native lands in the United States and elsewhere, there is high rates of diabetes, but people consuming processed foods and sodas. And in some parts of Mexico, it's not as bad as the U.S. because lots of people grow their own food. But in these towns, San Juan Cancuc and Betania, you know, these beverages, Coca-Cola and Pepsi, are really they're seen as, in some cases, sacred, almost religious items. When you marry somebody, you're expected to give cases of the Pepsi. If you commit a crime, you are charged in cases of Pepsi or Coke that your family has to pay. It's a currency, essentially, within these communities. And that is both frightening and intriguing, but I think it's another sign of corporate colonization. So, again, I recommend you read my article from The Last American Vagabond, and I just want to say thanks to everybody who does support my work. If you want to help me continue to do this type of work, please visit theconsciousresistance.com, go to our invest page, consider funding me via crypto, PayPal, or on Patreon, or buy me a coffee. Until next time, remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.